my lovelies. Welcome to season 2 of Therapeutic. The crowd goes wild. Insert ululations and clapping and cheering right now.
Wow.
Okay, so if that was in your eardrum, I'm sorry. We are excited, if you can tell. Yeah, some of you didn't even know we finished season 1.
Yep.
Season 1, we were focusing on our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And now in season 2, we are breaking down and getting into mental health and mental illness.
Say what?
Yes. Don't switch it off. Don't turn around. Don't walk away.
Yeah.
Before you switch off and wonder what's going to happen, we want to just understand. And remember here, this is a safe space.
All right.
As therapeutic, we are a safe space designed to get to the heart of what makes us tick.
And our mental health is one of those things
yes.
that makes us tick.
Yes.
And it's an important conversation to
mm-hmm.
have. What's your name?
Ah, sorry. And my name is Mwende.
And I am Koi. And it's such an honor to be in your ears this morning or evening or whatever time you're listening to us. It's always such a pleasure to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the constant feedback. We are on Instagram.
Yes, at Therapeutic Podcast. On Twitter. On LinkedIn. On Gmail, therapeutic@gmail.com.
Correct.
This episode, I feel like this is one you should listen with your family, with your friends, with everyone, because I feel like right now in Kenya specifically, everyone is talking about mental health.
Yeah.
We're all like, oh, mental health. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh,
yeah.
I have OCD.
Yeah.
Oh, this, oh, that.
Mm.
But I feel like a lot of the times we really don't understand.
Yeah. I hear that Gen Z's are quitting job because it's not good for my mental health.
Yes.
And the rest of us are like, hey, what about your food?
You
it
know?
Is good for your other health.
Yes. So
yeah.
We really need to get into the meat and bones and find out what is this mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious to know what our listeners have in mind.
Yes.
When you talk about mental health and
Ooh.
Mental illness, because it's a buzzword right now.
Yeah.
You know, we mention it all the time and anywhere.
Yeah.
And it can be a joke, but also it's serious business.
Yes.
And that's why we thought to have this conversation.
Mm.
So pardon us if the other side of Mwende comes through because, you know, we have learned that she loves biology clearly and remembers things we do not remember. So buckle in, this will be exciting. Season 2, we're going to talk a lot about mental health and how it shows up and what we can do about it. And our hope is to raise awareness and compassion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think Koi is giving you guys a preview into the whole season. We will be talking about each and every mental illness as much as we can.
Yep.
I know there are some we'll skip over very fast. There are some will take longer.
Yep.
And if you think that's a good idea, drop us a like. Tell us which one you can't wait to hear. What are you curious about? Which one have you been wondering if you have?
Yeah.
So as we approach any of these things, come with an open mind and remember, do not self-diagnose.
Yeah.
This is not a script
Please.
For you to go diagnose yourself or your neighbor or people in your family.
Yeah.
This is just for your own awareness and we will be pointing you towards resources where you can get help
right.
at the end of each episode.
Correct.
Yes.
Awesome. Can we get into it?
Yes. Let's
dive in. But before that, Mwende, I need help because... You know, being in Kenya and in our generation right now, like mental health is also one of those topics you're like, what's the right thing to say? What's the wrong thing to say?
Ooh.
So maybe set the rules for me and for anyone else who might be like me. Like, what are the boundaries? What are we allowed to not see? What's too much? What's too little? Are there any boundaries to look out for even as we get into this conversation?
That's a very good question. Where I don't like it to define before we get into that, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the things we should avoid when coming into any conversation about mental health is judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say judgment first of all, because most of the time we come into this conversation thinking, these people, they're faking it. It's not real. It doesn't exist. And we'll talk about a few of the myths of what mental illness is and what it's not. So we'll dive into that. Another thing maybe we shouldn't bring into this space or conversation also fear, because sometimes when we don't know things, there's that fear of the unknown, you know, maybe you're afraid you're one of them, you know, and they're not them, they're us. Yeah. You'll realize these things are with us, among us. So don't be afraid. In fact, knowledge is power, and knowing and getting help can, maybe you've been living a lower quality of life than you were intended to. So this is a wake up call to get better and to live a better quality of life. Usi struggle na usi safi peke yako.
Yeah, I love it. But also, final rule, most important, as you listen to Mwende, please don't self-diagnose.
That's true.
You know, usiseme nilisikiza usikwe kama, you know, when we Google my symptoms.
Achana na WebMD, please. Let me tell you. Yeah. Even for us, when we are learning in school, we are always taught, don't self-diagnose. Because one of the things self-diagnosis does, as in it misleads you and you don't have the full picture. And even if you go to a professional psychologist, psychiatrist to assess you, we actually use standardized tools to assess you. So that if you come to Mwende today, I assess you, and you go to someone else, we will have the same results. It's not a T based on your moods or how you woke up. And so that's why we really discourage self-diagnosing. And then also, let me tell you, Kwe, there's a time I wore two tight socks and my small toe was aching and paining. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I went and Googled. And Google was like, you have toe cancer. And I was like, wait, my God,
you're dying.
Yes. And when I was like, hey, okay, let me remove these socks first and see if it's that serious and look at my toe.
Yeah.
When I removed my socks, I was fine.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. We are not self-diagnosing.
Please.
This one is for awareness. This one is to invite us to be compassionate to anyone that might be around us and going through this. We are ready for definitions.
Let's dive in. So, what is mental health? So, according to the WHO, the World Health Organization, mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities. So there has to be an element of awareness. Whole season one, that's what we were doing, awareness. And being able to be aware if you can cope with normal life stressors, work and be productive and fruitful so that you can make a contribution to your community or the society. So when normal life stressors start overwhelming you and you stop your daily functioning, your productivity, then it becomes a problem.
All right. So how do you know, number one, that this is a normal stressor? Yeah. Because you see, also I feel like normal is different to different people.
This
What's the range? And also you might be we used to call it a softie.
Yeah.
You cry about anything.
Yeah.
How do you know that this is just a personality thing?
Yeah.
And I'm able to handle, you know, let's dive a little bit into that.
Ooh, I like that question. So the first thing is, by the way, you might discover softies, quote unquote, have better mental health because they express themselves. Watu hapa wanajishikili hapa wakiwa wagumu are the ones carrying the toxicity inside, and then it erupts and causes other havoc.
Yeah.
So we have been looking at this all wrong. Softies have been here surviving and all of us have been judging, and maybe that's what we should have been doing. Anyway, so normal life stressors are normal life stressors. These are moving, losing a job, losing a loved one, getting a child, getting married, entering a new relationship, starting a new job, starting a new class, going back to school, all these things are stressors, because a stress is anything that causes you psychological discomfort or tension, right?
Yeah.
So when you find that before, when you didn't have money, it would stress you, but you'd get over it and know things would get better.
Yeah.
I'll work harder or something. But now just imagining that paralyzes you to the extent that you're no longer able to work and be productive. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You're struggling to wake up. You're struggling to meet up with friends. You're struggling to do the normal things you are able to do. So when there's a deviation in the norm, then your mental health is at risk.
Yeah.
Notice when your mental health is okay, you're able to realize, yeah, I'm stressed, but I'm coping with the stress. So you see the mental health aspect.
Yeah.
When you're able to understand and realize that you're coping with normal life stressors, you're productive, you're working fruitfully, and you're making a contribution. So if you're doing all those things, your chances are your mental health is okay. It might need a bit of boosts, which we all do, but you're generally okay.
I like the awareness part because, you know, at times you might have a week of where you're not productive at all because you're hitting work,
but or you're on holiday.
Yeah. and you know, being aware is just, I'm lazy.
Yes.
I am postponing this thing because I am lazy.
Yes.
Then you won't now start thinking, oh, now I have an issue.
Yes.
So I like the awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness of what's going on within you and how you're handling a normal stressor.
Yes. In fact, for us, we usually say that there can be no health without mental health.
Hmm?
You know, we usually think that health is, I don't have a cold, I don't have a headache. I don't have, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But we cannot talk about health without also including the mental health aspect.
Yeah.
Because mental health is also asking, are your cognitions, are your thoughts okay?
Mm. And it's the one are thing that's emotions, so underplayed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are your emotions okay? Are your behaviors okay? And if all these three words sound familiar, that is what season one was all about.
Yeah.
We were talking about your thoughts, your feelings, and behavior. Let me tell you what the DSM-5. So the DSM is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And right now we are at the 5th edition. So we usually call it DSM-5.
Okay.
So basically the DSM-5 is the list. We call it the psychological Bible. It has all the mental disorders and it's the one that gives the criteria and qualifications for whether you have it or not.
Out of curiosity, how many are there?
There are so many. Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Like 100, 1,000?
No, 1,000 is a lot.
Okay.
There are many.
Okay.
Let me just say many because I know all of you will go Google and see the specific number and go like,
she lied.
No, there are many, but usually we have 7 of the commonest and you'll be surprised. Like we don't have a specific diagnosis called depression.
Really?
Yes. We have something like depressive disorders and there are a number of them. It's not just one. You know, so when people say I have depression, you're like,
which one?
That's like saying, I have an issue with the liver. There could be so many issues with the liver. Okay. So it's so vague. We need to get deeper. Anyway, I deviate. So according to the DSM-5, a mental disorder, because that's what we want to focus on, because mental health, we know when it's okay. When it's a problem, that's when it becomes an issue. So a mental disorder is a syndrome characterized by clinically significant disturbance. Clinically significant disturbance means that you have been tested by a professional.
Okay.
And that they have determined that the number of symptoms you have are enough to qualify to be in that diagnosis.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that you have one or two symptoms. That's why we discourage self-diagnosis.
Right.
You'll go find you have one or two symptoms, then you go like, oh, I have OCD. And it's not that anyway.
Some of them just sound cute.
Yes.
Imagine. Yeah.
So it's a syndrome characterized by clinically significant disturbance in which an individual's cognitions, these are your thoughts, emotional regulations, these are your feelings, and behavior reflect a dysfunction in your psychological, biological, and developmental processes.
Okay.
So basically,
you know, I'm just like, is it such a mesoma sit kotu, huh?
Huh? Basically, that there you have enough symptoms that your thoughts are affected, your feelings are affected, and your behaviors are affected to a clinically significant level that you need help.
For physical wellness,
yeah.
Let's say you get a homa.
Yeah.
You know, where kunywa tu maji andimu, na nini nini, you'll be fine.
Mm.
But then at some point it persists, you're like, hey. Well, now let me go to hospital.
First of all, let me just interrupt and hold. Yeah. I like that you've said a homa. Mm. A homa is a very good example of how us who are not doctors generalize everything and think we know what we are treating, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a homa in Kenya, yeah. if you have the common cold, what do we call it? If you have a flu, notice the whole, the cold and the flu are not the same thing. If you have a flu, what do we call it?
Home.
If you have COVID.
Before you and Homa Kumba.
What do we call it?
Homa.
Are you seeing how sometimes we self-diagnose and we think we're treating something?
Yeah.
And we're not even there.
Mm.
So imagine this one has physical symptoms, which already we misunderstand and misdiagnose.
How Se much more? Say.
Yeah. The so ones you can see.
That's why I'm wondering. Mm. You know, like, there's even someone I met, Sasani kona malaria. What's your name? I'm like, how would you know you have malaria?
Exactly.
But, like, when it comes to physical health, there are things you're like, ah, this one I'll just do.
Yeah.
The lemon water. Mm. I mean, we've even known certain dawas, just go to the chemist and buy.
Yeah.
But at some point we know, hey, no, this one is for going to see a doctor.
Yeah.
So when it comes to mental health, because you're saying it's about, you see certain symptoms that show that your thoughts and your emotions are not okay.
Yeah.
At what point do you know, ah, this one is just, I just need to vent or I need motivation.
Ooh.
And now this one, I need a psychologist.
First of all, I love that question so much. Let me start by saying, even for physical illnesses, we are not supposed to self-diagnose. First of all, like right now, we're having a huge problem with drug resistance because people have self-medicated for so long. Afadhali ukunywe ma concoctions zako, as in, not, by the way, we're not saying herbal nini, cause that was a whole other Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Like your water and lemon and everything, than self-diagnosing and going to the chemist.
To get certain medication.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just go Google resistance. Mm. We're having so much medical resistance. So that when the real thing comes, the things you've been taking can't
fight.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So on your question of how do you know if it's significant enough to go seek help, the same way we say for physical health, when you think, maybe I should see a doctor, then you should. You know, the way you're saying, kuna hormone treating, and then unasema, ay, ama niende kwa daktari. When that thought crosses your mind,
it's time.
Yes, you should go seek help.
Okay.
Because that means whatever you're doing is no longer helping, right?
Mm.
Another thing is when other people tell you, sometimes we are so blind to ourselves that other people notice things about you before yourself. Notice, like, Kwe, if I'm going through something and I'm still processing and I come here banging doors and clicking and in, and you ask me, are you okay? I'm like, why? You get what I mean? Then you go like, wait, you don't seem okay. Are you okay? And imagine you'll ask me that the second time and I'll go like, wait, am I okay?
Yeah.
Maybe for me, I was just telling myself, you're late. Just move on. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. But when I take a moment to think about it is when I'm like, by the way, I'm anxious. I'm nini. So sometimes other people will notice these changes in you first. And it can be hard to give that feedback. So when other people start noticing or talk to you about it, that's also another indicator that maybe you should get tested. You should get checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is when you hear we are shouting and you feel like we have been watching you and writing down your behaviors and thoughts.
Yeah.
If you feel we're shouting in an episode specifically, maybe just go. There's no harm in going for an assessment. There's no harm in starting and trying something because most of us have normalized living in discomfort or in, you know, in like in suffering when maybe there's a better way that we don't know. So there's no harm in testing, getting checked, going to see someone. That's not an issue.
So now, because you're saying, if you notice it's about time, maybe you need to talk to someone, you should go get checked.
Yeah.
And as you're mentioning assessments, whatnot.
Yeah.
So, Sisi, if we are unwell, you'll just walk into a clinic. So, like now this week, I was looking for a dentist. And I called my dentist and they're like, oh, Misha Enda. And then I'm like, oh, Nintendo Happy. And I Googled and I was not confident enough to go to a specific one.
Yeah.
So when it comes to mental health, like, so now, okay, now I'm feeling I'm not okay. I'm starting to think, no, my symptoms, maybe I'm not handling normal stress well.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
That's a very good question. So in ethics, psychologists and counselors are usually not allowed to advertise their services.
Not really, so that,
yes, it's unethical. So that's probably why
it's a business.
No, it's unethical. Like, just be, if I have more money, I'll shout louder and maybe I'm not
the best in that craft. Okay. Uh-huh.
Because it's unethical. Most of the time, that's why we've been hiding. People don't know where we are. We don't hide. It's our ethics.
Yeah.
But one of the places, like our hospitals, I know this sounds duh, but our hospitals have actually been empowering their places to provide at least basic mental health. Like, I'll talk about Kenyatta. Like, Kenyatta has one of the best,
counselors of psychology, yes, department.
Because even us, when we're doing our masters and PhDs, do you know that's where we go practice? So you get a very highly trained.
And did you have like people who just like walk-ins?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I think for teenagers, I don't know if this is still true, I'll confirm, but I think for teenagers and people below 21 or 25, it's free. Yeah, okay. For the youth and children, it's free. And then even like Mimi say, nikikwambia it's young, you might faint, but when you are there, I would give you for free. Yeah. I would see you for free.
And if you just walk in and want to talk about anything,
they're
open to that.
Yeah, yeah. See, they offer free therapy, free counseling.
Awesome.
Mathare is also a good place. I know we hear Mathare and we want to faint. Mathare is a very good hospital.
Okay.
I refer so many people to Mathare. I don't know. You know, some of these psychiatrists you pay top dollar to go see, most of them started and practiced in Mathare.
Mm.
Even KNH, like they have the top people who also work on private clinics.
But then they're there to give up their time and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah. So those are just examples. At this point, we also don't want to promote everyone because,
but if you Google, a good place to start.
You will find a few, but those ones are good. Those ones I can vouch for. I have worked there. I have been there. I know they're good places.
And you can always DM us.
Yes.
Therapeutic podcast on any of our platforms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's time we got into the myths.
Yes.
Of what mental health and mental illness is. And one particular one comes to mind even before we start.
Jump into it.
So there's someone who said...
What did they say?
As I said, there's a time I was very stressed. Mm. But mine was normal stress.
Yeah.
Maybe this is also me showing my myths.
Janike tu. Tutakukausha.
I was like, okay, I think I need a therapist. Yeah. And, and I remember my friend was like, no, you just need a friend. Okay.
Yeah.
There are many therapists in the US. Everyone nowadays has a therapist here and there. Mm. But it seems like they're not doing the work. And maybe this is not a myth about mental health, but it's the myth about seeing a mental wellness specialist.
Yeah.
And maybe I just want you to speak our towards that. Because there are people that would feel, hey, I really need this.
Mm.
But then there's so much
shame, stigma.
Yeah. See, US kila mtu ako na therapist. Wasaidia aje na maisha. So why do you go see a therapist?
Ooh. First of all, I feel like let's take it back a bit. You see, in our African traditions, we are people's people. We are community people. And I feel like in the past, if you had an issue, you could walk up to your auntie, you know, and be like, auntie, this is happening in my life, or my body is changing. And you know, those things don't happen today. Oh my goodness. I went somewhere and I was asking young ladies who taught you about periods and who taught you how to use a pad. Do you know this generation is being taught by Google?
Not teachers. See, that used to happen first in school.
But then some of them is coming earlier and earlier.
Ooh.
Yes. Sister, if Google is what taught you, you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who are you
and
talking to?
That wouldn't address the emotions. It just addresses the physical part of it.
Are you getting? So I feel like if you don't feel shame to say you have a gynecologist, you know, you're a woman. It is your body.
It is expected.
But you have a gynecologist. Hi. Yes. Because you need it.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And there's no shame in that. We don't look at you like you. Why do you have... You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So in the same way, I feel like there's no shame in having a therapist. I like this quote. There's this Nene t-shirt I saw somewhere. Mm. You can love Jesus and have a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
You can have whatever religion. Yeah.
You can have your friends and have a therapist.
You can have a therapist. You can have friends and have a therapist.
Yeah.
Mimi, I'm a therapist. I have a therapist.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Today we're talking about mental health. And I like those definitions. Mm. It's about when you feel like you're veering off from the norm.
Yeah.
And instead of sitting and wondering, so am I okay? Am I not okay?
Yeah.
What would it cost you to step into that space and talk to someone?
Well, it can cost you a lot because also mental health is not
free. We're starting with the ones that are not too expensive.
Yes.
Mathare or KNH. Cool. Let's talk about the myths that people have about mental.
So one of the myths is that mental health is a result of weakness. Even the way you're saying, like, people don't want you don't want to shout you have a therapist because maybe everyone will look at you like you weakling.
Apart from Gen Z.
Yes.
Gen Z is quizzical. I was talking to my therapist. Me and my therapist.
I love
so
Gen Z.
So my therapist.
Because they are so self-aware. I do. Imagine some of my clients who are Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. They come and they are so open and ready for therapy. Like, they come and they're like, I genuinely feel like I have a traumatic childhood. Oh. And I'm like, oh, look, what? Who told you have a trauma? And these traumas, like, these are my trauma responses. And I'm like, Allah, what is, who taught you those things? As in, they're so aware, they're so willing to learn. If you give them homework, they're ready. Aww. They do it. Ah.
That's something we can borrow from them.
Awesome.
For the millennials
adults,
and all these other generations. Yeah.
Baby boomers. Kwanza, by the time you come and you tell me, yani umeanza, your friend had this issue. Now your friend is you. And I know it's you, but you're like your friend. Then we go unidanganya. By the time I come back and I'm like,
is it you?
Can we focus on what brought, then I think, but I get it. Sometimes you're trying to earn my trust and to kunipimanisha. Because if you don't trust me, you won't tell me. I get it. But I'm just like, sometimes the route we take before we get to the issue. Anyway.
So you're saying mental disorder or mental illness is not weakness.
It's not weakness. Let me ask you, Kui, if you came and you told me, we can't meet today, I have malaria, will I be like, you weakling, can you get out of that bed? Stop admitting you have malaria. You know, you're being lazy. Will I do that?
No.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Your body has had an infection. You're fighting it. Sometimes your body can't fight it alone. You are on medication. You take your medication, you get better.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing about physical weakness is that we see it.
Yeah.
So I can say, your eyes are red. Mm. Like, if I touch you, I'm like, you have a fever.
Yeah.
But then if you say, oh, sorry, I can't meet you, I'm feeling a bit stressed. Mm. I'm off emotionally. I'll be like, what? Mm. Is that an excuse for not seeing me?
I get you.
And maybe that's the huge adjustment we need to make as a people.
Truth upon truth upon truth. So most of the times we realize, like, when people have, like, if someone is in the hospital because they have a cast, we'll come and sign, like, get well soon. We'll send them flowers and cards and a fruit basket and everything. But when someone is hospitalized or disappears off the scene because of mental health issues, we start whispering and saying, you get?
Yeah.
It's so unfair because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes the things you can't see are the ones we treat you the worst, and we add salt into injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think when we get deeper, like when we talk about depression and anxiety and everything, we'll talk into those things, so that when someone, for example, doesn't have the energy and everything, you can't be like, stop being a lazy bones.
Mm.
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
The same way you don't do that to someone who has broken their leg. Like, you, stop hopping on one leg here, because can we have the same empathy and the same compassion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think just adding on to that, the next myth is that people who have mental illness or a mental disorder don't get better. Like, once you have it,
that's it.
It's done.
It's a wrap.
You're a gone case. I hate those words. Words never to use.
Yeah.
You're a gone case. Wewe ni mwenda wazimu. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Wale wa kurukwa. How do you say it in Kyukyu? Amerukwa
na akili.
I
don't know what
you're
trying to mean.
There's a word you say in Amerisha, like, ame.
Mogoroki.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. You know, I was looking for the word. I'm like, what?
Sorry.
What? What are we talking about?
The way I was like, I even know the Kikuyu word.
But it's true. I mean, like, actually, most of the time when you see a madman, someone talking to himself, collecting just random things, it's interesting that we never think they'll get better, or I don't think they'll get better.
Yeah.
And so I'm imagining, especially if that's someone close to you,
ooh,
you sort of like just write them off. Anatembeanga uko, anaishi kwa dump site.
Hey, let me
tell
you.
But they can get better.
They can. So two things. You've also added another myth that people with mental illness can never be near me, or is for others. Mm. It's not for me or the people around me. It's for those ones. That command in the market and everything. So let's bust dispel those myths. So number one, let's not call people names, because imagine if we took your weakest moment or your biggest struggle and then we called you by that. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you liar, because I found
all
you
the
lying
time.
Yeah, there's a time you lied to me, you late comer, you know, you thief, you credit stealer, you I don't know. If
just
we
branding people by their weakest moments. Yeah.
Yes. You makamasi dropper. You get what I mean? I want it to sound bad.
It is disgusting.
I find you at your lowest moment and then I label you, that's what you are. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Number two, mental health can be managed. So we say we manage mental illnesses, because management means you can be put on medication and you can go through therapy and everything and it gets better, but it might never fully go away.
So it's something you live with.
Yes, it's something you live with. You learn to manage. And let me tell you, sometimes you'll see people who walk in the mud, in quotes, stage, and you're like, what? And then you see them walk out after a few months or a few sessions and you're like, is this the same person? You cannot believe it. And I'm telling you, there are so many people you walk past every single day who have mental health issues or disorders and they're managing, and you would never know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Some people have normalized the struggle that you're thinking you're doomed to live with that, and you can have a better quality of life. Let's talk about something like what? Any illness that you live with for a long time, when you manage it, you live.
Yeah. See, diabetics.
You know.
If you're HIV positive.
Yes.
You can find a way.
Exactly. You live with it, you move on. Yeah. So I think the first thing is just seeking help, getting to know what it is, how to manage, and then you can actually live a better quality of life.
Right. Yeah.
Another one is that mental, if you're spiritual, you cannot get a mental illness. Yeah. Or you can cure mental illness with spirituality. Let me tell
we
you.
We might lose listeners from
no,
your
but
comments.
Is that, first of all, here we are all believers.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So I also believe that there's a power of prayer and you can be healed. Notice when I said it's lifelong, I don't dispel that you can be healed.
Yeah.
We're not dispelling that. But I'm telling you what reality kwa ground.
Yeah.
Because si kila mtu anapatanga healing yake pap. Kuna watu it takes
a
long journey.
It's a journey. Yeah.
And the others, their healing comes through medicine. Ama.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying God is so genius.
Yeah.
Because he knew you can get healed by praying, but also he gives people such wisdom that they can make medicine.
Exactly.
The thing about spirituality, I feel like anytime as a spiritual person, you go through things you can't explain, you'd rather pick the spiritual perspective. And I feel like maybe even for us, imagine when we were discovering, as humanity, when we were discovering things, anything that we didn't understand really would sound like, I'm trying to think of an example, but imagine the first person that said we can fly an aeroplane. As in, it's a concept that
was too far out there.
So I feel like, because also mental health and mental illness is a concept that's so hard to understand.
Yeah.
And that most of the time there are no physical signs. And if there are physical signs, they are like really out of the norm.
Yeah.
Then I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah. Mm. So I'll mix this one with also mental health is not a curse.
Mm.
Because in our African society, unaweza fikiri umerogwa.
Yeah.
Where my people, sikamote.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about it like this. So let me just pick an example like schizophrenia, because schizophrenia has outward symptoms. Like, you see them, you're like, hey, okay, something is happening. So basically, like, for a schizophrenic, what happens is their senses receive stimulus without there being a stimulus. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? So, like, right now, all of you listeners are so convinced you're normal because you're hearing Mwende talking. And you're like, yeah, Mwende is talking. I can hear her talking. So, therefore, I am okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens if someone goes like, wait, why are you listening to nothing? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're the only one receiving that stimulus.
But it's not really.
Will you be convinced? You'll think they're playing a joke on you. You'll be like, wait, what? You're lying. You're hearing her. But so your senses are stimulated without a stimulus. So right now you're convinced you're okay because I am the stimulus. Your ear is receiving my voice and you're hearing my voice. So then you're okay. So for a schizophrenic, they might hear a voice when there's no one speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? So the ear is being stimulated, but the brain is receiving signals. Someone is talking, but there's no one. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're the only one
responding.
Yes. So they're the only one hearing that voice, mm-hmm. or they're the only one communicating with this person we're not seeing and all those things. Right. So when it comes to such a thing, because it is biological as well, then biology can help them. You get what I mean? Their brain is receiving signals of a stimulus that's not there. They're hearing a voice when there's no one speaking. Do you know, with medication, these things can be normalized. In the same way, when your temperature goes up, you're given medication to bring the temperature down.
Yeah.
You don't say you're being hot, you're burning, someone is banning you. Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
The same way we can understand that is the same way medication actually helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, because I know for sure those two will.
We know you're going to come for us in the comments. Come for us in the comments. We are ready. Come ask the questions, because notice the fact that this is a safe space, it means you can come ask questions.
To have this conversation.
You can come disagree. You can come with your own facts.
Yeah.
Come, let's have an intellectual and safe conversation so that we can all live learning instead of all live in ignorance or without knowing. Yeah.
And in fact, I want to say, if it really bothers you, for sure, it makes me uncomfortable.
Mm.
but let it be an invitation to be curious.
Exactly.
So that we, because then the same way we are not to brand everyone when imwizi, when I nini, if we are not curious to put words into it and to have a better understanding, then we'll just brand these things and be like, wewe, kwenu, nini, merogwa.
Yeah.
Because how is that happening to you? Yeah.
Ooh.
But let's be curious and understand a little bit
we'll
better.
We'll also talk about yokumerogwa, because we'll need to talk about what causes mental illnesses. Because now I can see why people can say, hey, maybe mumerogwa.
Yeah.
And I also see, like, spirituality. Sometimes if someone is hearing voices, and I can see how they both look similar.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you can have your spiritual leader and have a therapist.
Hey, can we also say that a bit louder?
Like,
please,
you can go to the church or to the place of wherever you worship and still have a therapist, because, like, you have your pastor or imam or whoever.
But you still go to the hospital when you're sick.
Yes. You still go to the hospital. You don't ask them, should I go seek medical treatment for this?
Yeah. If you're noticing, again, back to the definition of what mental health is, if you start noticing, by the way, I think I'm a bit off, it doesn't mean that you can't pursue a relationship with God.
True.
You know, because I feel at times when And it's a struggle of all of us. Like, yes. Mwende, if you have something that you're really struggling with, and one of the things that at times bothers me is it's like, Lord, do I have to be desperate for you to answer my prayers? Ooh. If there's something you've been praying for a while and it's not coming through.
Yeah.
That's the same way. At times, if you're struggling with a mental health problem and it just sounds like I'm the only one going through it and it's taking forever to go away, it doesn't mean that then that relationship with God is not legit.
Then you'll realize you're not alone.
Mm.
There are so many people who are in this boat with you. It's just that you don't know them.
Yeah.
And that's why also sometimes support groups help. Because you hear someone saying their symptoms you thought were abnormal and all these things. And you're like, even you.
Yeah.
Kumbe, I'm not alone. Yeah. Kumbe, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. I feel like let's just go to the last myth. I feel like all of you will send us more myths. Feel free to send us more myths.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The last one is for now that mental illness is gender specific.
Yoni awa mama.
Hey.
Ama unacho mama wanaongelesha nanga. It's the men. It's the men who have a problem.
It cuts across.
Yeah.
It cuts across. There are some. There are some men are more prone to, there are others women are more prone to. We'll get into them when we get into specifics, but genuinely, mental health cuts across all genders.
Both genders, okay.
Yes.
Alright. Asanteni sana for joining us. My name is Koi.
And this is Mwende. You have been in the room with us. Kwaheri.
Bye.